go your way this last game against the Giants? Anything in particular you're concentrating on for this week?
Yeah, I think Coach Joseph had a pretty good message. We want to be, you know, in the critical areas of the game, we want to be good. Third downs, red zone, short yardage, goal line. We got to be good there this week to get a win. So I'm sure we'll have a lot of focus there.
Three games in a row with just one touchdown in each game. Where's the confidence level of this offense right now?
I think it's right there. It's high. I mean, we're moving the ball pretty well. I think everybody feels that. I think we just haven't done well enough in the red zone. And I've turned it over a couple times, but I think everybody feels good. Had a good practice today, so I think we're all right.
How do you think you guys handled Ingram and Bosa in week one, and what's the key to maybe clean it up a little bit more?
Yeah, they're great players. I mean, you got to give them a lot of attention, and you know, they're going to make a few plays. You just can't let them ruin the game on you, and they can certainly do that. So got to be aware of those guys wherever they line up, because they're really good players.
I know you've talked about the frustrations of making those mistakes.
Yeah, I mean, just you know, a couple bad, like this past game, a couple bad plays by me, you know, especially in the first half, and those really hurt you, especially when you end up in turnovers, right? So just got to clean those up, learn from them, and we'll be all right.
Trevor, some turnovers, some picks worse than others, and is the ones that disgust you and others that are like, it's part of the game?
Yeah, the 2 minute one. You know, because they score. Definitely, it's worse when they score, obviously. But yeah, that one. Those are, you know, 10 seconds of my life. I wish I had back there that whole sequence. So, just learn from it, move on, and won't do it again.
When you watch the film of those interceptions, what do you see that can be fixed and to prevent those in the future?
Yeah, I think the first one, I was just trying to anticipate too much. DT rolling in there. And, you know, third down down there. I think it was 3rd and 10, trying to make something happen. And then the other one's 2 minute. You know, you have this urgency to try to make a play and force a throw. And, you know, taking care of the football is paramount, obviously. So good stuff to learn from. You know, I can't be doing that because I understand with our team, if I don't turn it over, we're going to be in dang near every game. So, you know, I'll learn from it and we'll be all right.
You played hurt last year, but you were out there today. So is this different? Can you describe the differences of what you dealt with last year compared to this shoulder?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm not limited in any way. And just a little sore today, but I'll be good going forward. Felt better today, so I'll be all right.
Mike McCoy has talked a lot about how he wants everybody that suits up to be involved in the offense to be a potential pass catcher. Do you sense you need to develop a consistent guy outside of DT and Emmanuel that you can – you know, kind of consistently count on for, you know, receptions in a game?
Yeah, I think it depends, obviously. I think guys have stepped up at different times. I think, you know, Benny stepped up, made some plays. AJ, you know, really all the tight ends. So the more we can get those guys involved, especially with, you know, some of the injuries we got now, the better off we'll be. But, you know, all the confidence in the world in all of those guys, because they've taken their turns really stepping up for us this year.
We've seen the chemistry you have with those guys, with DT and Emmanuel, and you've talked about how important that is. How hard is it now to go to some guys that you're not as used to? Because you had that comfort zone with those two guys. You got DT, but no more Emmanuel.
Sure. I mean, we still got plenty of other guys, right? You know, Benny, Jordan, all the tight ends. You know, and with whoever comes up. Got plenty of turns with them as well. So, you know, Hunter was in there today. So, with whoever in camp, OTAs, that's what those reps are for. And feel good about all those guys, really.
What was it like to see Jake out there for the first time?
It was good. You know, had to give him a hard time every now and then. His first time being out there, but it was good. That's a pretty good room. A lot of personality in that room with Jeep and Verge and everybody, so it was good to see him out there, though.
You said if you don't turn it over, you know you're going to be in every game. So after a game like that, how much do you kind of put on yourself in terms of feeling like you let the team down?
Yeah, you don't feel great about, you know, the two picks, especially the pick six, right? But at the same time, that's part of the job, right? You know, taking care of the ball but being aggressive with it when you have to be, and that's kind of what makes it so rewarding when you do things right. So it was good tape to look at for me, for sure, and we'll be all right, like I said, going forward, I think.
With Menelik out, Billy Turner out, how confident do you feel in the line, especially on the right side there?
Feel good, especially, you know, with the guys. I think we've had a lot of guys that have played a lot, so we'll be all right again. It's going to be a great challenge this week. I mean, we're playing one of the best fronts in football, so, you know, to a certain extent, those guys are going to get around the quarterback somehow, some way, with whoever you got up there, so you got to be aware of them. But a lot of confidence in those guys, obviously.
You've worked with Jordan Taylor a lot going back to 2015. How big an opportunity could this be for him stepping up this week?
I think really big, and I think the thing you appreciate about Jordan is he just kind of the same guy every day and goes to work. And last year when he got his opportunity, he stepped up, made plays, and you know, this year it won't be any different. I got a lot of confidence in him. Easy guy to throw to, and I've been throwing to him since I've been here, so he's going to be just fine, I think.
How difficult is it for an offense to have success when you're one-dimensional like you were on Sunday?
I mean, it's you know, I think you look around and you see the good teams in the league figure out ways to win, you know, different ways to win almost every week or when they need to. So I think that's kind of where our mindset is. You know, we're not always going to be able to run for 200 yards every week. And when you can't do that, how do you win the game? How do you figure it out? And the good teams kind of figure out how to do that. So, you know, I think we're in a good spot. I don't think anybody's panicking or anything like that. We know what we can do, and, you know, looking forward to this Sunday for sure.
Bond says you have to be desperate to win in the NFL. Is that a good way to describe where you guys are this week?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're desperate every week. I think that's how you approach it. And these games mean so much. You only get 16 of them, right? And this is a divisional game. So, yeah, I think he's spot on with that. Yeah, you're desperate every week.
Are they asking more from you this year, would you say, compared to when you quarterbacked this team last year? At the line of scrimmage, downfield more, anything?
I don't think so, no. Just it's a different scheme, right, obviously. But I don't think so. I think, you know, my focus is the same. You know, I played a little bit more. I think that's the only difference. I got a little bit more of experience. So, you know, I've seen this my, you know, second time going through seeing coverages and seeing pressures and all that. So feel a little more comfortable on that end, but that's it.
Does that allow you to maintain your high level of confidence that you dealt with adversity last year? You guys dealt with a difficult stretch last year, even offensively. Having been through that, does that give you kind of a rudder to look back and move forward?
Yeah, I think you know, you're going to hit adversity and during the season. It's just a matter of when. And, you know, it just so happens this past week for us. I mean, you know, the Patriots went 17-0, but you're going to lose games. You're going to stub your toe. And how do you respond? And, you know, especially this week, it's a big week for us, divisional game. So, you know, I wish we could play tomorrow, you know, get back out there. But, you know, we'll have a good week of work and be ready to go.
Okay. Thank you, Trevor.
Thanks, Trevor.